Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Hi, I'm Connie Whitman, your host, and you're listening to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm excited to have you join me today. My inspiring motivational quote for today is by, this is cracking me up, nobody does motivational quotes anymore. It's by wherewegonow.com, and it says, I now see how owning our story and loving ourselves through that process is the bravest thing that we will ever do. You know, I have a question. Do we really need to be brave to love ourselves? Is that why love seems to elude some of us? Does it start with us loving ourselves before another can love us too? Here is an interesting question. Are you able, and I want you to try this actually, but are you able to look yourself in the mirror and say out loud, I love you just as you are? At some point, we've all faced that moment where we need to look ourselves in the mirror and believe that we're lovable, beautiful, or handsome, inspiring, wonderful, and complete as we are. Yet, sometimes I think that's pretty darn hard to do. Are we taught to not love ourselves? And if so, why? Because that's crazy. And what does it prove or do for us as humans? I think the whole concept is just really crazy. Well, Valentine's Day, that's our special show for today, because Valentine's Day is just a couple of days away, and many of us dread this holiday. It's perhaps a reminder that we're alone, feeling unloved, or feel sad, watching all the lovebirds get flowers, candy, and dinner dates. What if there's a better way to approach love every day of the year, not just on Valentine's Day, where we learn how to love ourselves, enabling us to attract the right kind of love into our lives? Today, my guest is an expert on love. I call her the love doctor. Orion Talmay is a love coach and an inspirational speaker. She works with successful high achievers and helps them unleash their feminine power and become a magnet for conscious relationships and love. She's the founder of Orion's Method and the host of a popular podcast, Stellar Life. She helps women increase their energy level, develop a sexy confidence, ignite their passion, and discover a sense of freedom, ease, and flow. Orion is also a contributor to the intent.com blog and the Huffington Post. So welcome my amazing love doctor, Orion, back to the show for the second time. So Orion, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me again, Connie. You are so magnificent, and I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And it was that quote when I was looking. I always do my research before a show, and I thought, wow, doesn't that speak volumes, mm-hmm. Do we have to be brave? And I guess, yeah, we do. And we're going to talk all about that today and give some tips on how to navigate Valentine's Day, the dreaded V-Day, right? So my first question is, why do some women seem just to have trouble loving themselves? And we all know somebody who's really having trouble with that.
Well, it depends. That, you know, some people have conditioning from childhood. It's in many, many times it's conditioning from childhood or even from our adulthood, where somebody said something and we were maybe in a trance state where our subconscious mind was so open, or we were in a very vulnerable state. Usually when we are in a vulnerable state or a state of a heightened emotion is where we are in a trance-like state, and things can penetrate more into our subconscious mind, and then it becomes a belief, and then it becomes a pattern, and we believe the lies. Or if we said a lie to ourselves over and over again, even jokingly, like, I'm so silly, I'm so stupid, I'm so this, I'm so that. That becomes our identity as well. And over time, we stack up all those negative beliefs. So our identity is of a person that doesn't love him or herself, because if you tell yourself a lot you're stupid, you're not good enough, or you really think that a lot, or somebody told that to you in your childhood, then eventually that this is not the identity of somebody that loves him or herself. Because if you love yourself, you won't call yourself stupid. If you love yourself, you won't say I'm not worthy, or they are better than me, whatever your story is. And I think this is the base of why people don't love themselves enough. Also, there was also the comparison in the media and the images that people are portraying in films and our celebrities. And it's a unrealistic way of being to compare ourselves to.
You know, you said so many interesting things. First, everybody, if you didn't listen to Orion and my show, it posted a couple of weeks ago. We did it as a foundation before this show, and it just speaks of Orion's past of abuse and how she rose literally like a phoenix, right, from the ashes. So go back and listen to that show. It'll give you some really nice insight into why we are the way we are, or why we behave the way we do, or why we think the way we think. Because it's Mike Dooley, I think he has a real cool like little newsletter he sends out, and his whole mantra for his business is thoughts become reality. You know, choose wisely the thoughts that you have. So when you say, you're exactly right, when you constantly say, I'm stupid, I'm not pretty enough, nobody's going to love me, I'm not good enough, they're better than me, you start, your body doesn't know, or your mind doesn't know good or bad. It just knows what you're feeding it. So when you feed it garbage, it thinks derogatory. When you feed it good nutrients, right, good things, it thinks positive. The other thing you said is about the media. You know, all of this reality TV, Orion, I think it's terrible. It's not reality. First of all, it is scripted, right? Anybody that believes it's not. But how can you compare yourself to that? It's not reality, right? I think my own life is dramatic enough. I don't need to watch someone else's drama, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Valentine's Day, because I know everybody's like, so what does she do on Valentine's Day? What do you think about Valentine's Day as a whole? Just, you know, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my God. Valentine's Day, you know, it's this beautiful day of flowers and roses and chocolate, but it's the most loved and hated holidays of them all. Because if you're in a relationship and life is good, then wee, Valentine's Day. But if you're single, it's wee, Valentine's Day. and you kind of like feel that sense of nausea and you know, and drag. And I know how it feels, because for years before I met my soulmate, Valentine's Day was a day that I actually wanted to avoid, or a day that made me feel a little stressed and uncomfortable and wanted to wallow in my sorrow and hide under the covers with a pint of ice cream, or maybe never ever date again, or maybe just, you know, go out with anyone just to fill the void. And none of those are a good idea to a good action to take on Valentine's Day.
What are a few things that you think a single woman should never do around Valentine's Day? In addition to what you just said.
In addition, yeah. I mean, the whole idea of feeling sorry for yourself is, I mean, it might give you a little hit of, I don't know, you might feel like you're taking care of yourself by feeling bad, but you will gain more by focusing on what you want to achieve rather than what you don't want to achieve. And you want to take this day to make it a day of self-celebration and self-love. So, like I said, being in bed and eating a pint of ice cream, or being or going out and wearing your sexiest dress and being all like, oh, I just want somebody to kiss in midnight, I don't care, and lowering your standards. That's the worst thing you can do on Valentine's Day. Do not lower your standards. Do not call your ex. That's a big no-no, because it's gonna or ex says, hi, how are you? Happy Valentine's Day. Don't do that. You know, keep high standards, because this is the vibration you bring to the world of, I'm important enough for to keep my standards in love. And Valentine's Day is just a freaking day. And it's a day for people to sell $1 billion worth of cards and roses and chocolate and market you everything. It's a really good day for me because I help people with love and people feel so much pain on that day. And they're like, well, I need help. You know, I mean, it's a good day. It's a good thing in a way where they're present to what they don't have. And contrast is good because through contrast, through knowing what we don't want to have, we learn what we do want to have. So that's a good thing.
And it's, okay, so I have to just share a really brief story. When I was younger, I didn't meet my husband till I was really, I think I was 29. We didn't get married. I was 30. You know, we got married. So I was an old maid. And, you know, my friends were married and had kids at age 26. So I was an old maid. And I remember first someone told me, you know, maybe you should lower your standards. Like, you're not getting married. And I looked I looked at them and I said, yeah, if I get married, it's for life, so I'm not going to lower my standards. That was the first ignorant thing someone said to me, and I blew it off. But it was funny. I remember now. I come from a very Italian household, Orion. So came home one day. I was making good money. I had quite a bit of money in the bank, and I was thinking I'm going to buy a house on my own. I certainly didn't need a man to help me with any of that. I loved my job. I was making money. All those things. And I remember coming home to my Italian mother and saying to her, I was like 28 at the time. And I said, you know, I made a really important decision. I'm not never getting married because men are too much work. That was the first thing. And typical 28-year-old woman, right? And I said, but I need a kid. I want a kid in my life. So I think I'm going to adopt. My mother almost had a heart attack. She goes, what? You can't have a kid without a father. I mean, the whole thing, right? Very Italian. And I remember sitting down after my conversation with her, and I thought, I'm going to make a list so I have clarity on not settling, right? And my kids found this out recently, and they were like, Mom, you need help. But I wrote a list of all of the things I needed a man to have if I was to settle down. And I made a long list. But I also made a list of all the things I knew I couldn't have in a man that I personally would not be able to tolerate. And I made that list. Well, within a month, my husband was introduced to me through friends at work, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I really like him. And when years later, this is the funny thing. So we did get married we didn't even know each other 2 years, married, the whole thing. Two kids, we just had our 26th anniversary.
Congratulations.
But, yes, very cool stuff. But anyway, years later, I found my list. And when I looked at it, he had everything on my list and more that I didn't know I needed, right? Because you don't know, you have blind spots. And all the things I knew I wouldn't be able to tolerate in another person, like smoking, drinking, stuff like that, he didn't have any of them. So what your recommendation of on Valentine's Day, focus on the things that you do want, not on the woes me. You know, maybe write your letter of the things that you want in your life and the things that are non-negotiable, right, that you won't give in to, and don't ever lower your standards. So that I just wanted to share that very quick story. But yeah, I love what you're saying, and I agree, you know, 1,000%.
Yeah, because energy goes to where you focus on.
Uh-huh.
You know how when you buy a new car, all of a sudden you look all over the place and you see that car anywhere, everywhere?
It's true. In the color you wanted it.
And the same color. Yeah. There is a red something everywhere.
Yeah.
Because when you focus on something, you activate that part of your brain. It's called the reticular activating system, or RAS. And that focuses you on what you want. So one thing that the listeners can do on Valentine's Day, and instead of focusing on what is missing, is focusing on what they want and activating this part of their brain that can recognize it. Because before, you know, and we have similar stories where I did a list of the things that I want in a man, and the things that, like, who do I need to become to attract mm-hmm. that person? Mm-hmm. And then 48 hours later, I was introduced to my husband. So cool. That's kind of a cool story. But until I did that list that activated my RAS and focused me on what I really want, I couldn't see him. You know, we could have met and maybe go for coffee, but then I wouldn't see him because my brain was not focused enough to what I wanted to do. So a tip for people that are listening is taking Valentine's Day and focusing it on doing those lists of, like you said, what you want in a man. I like your addition of, like, these are the things I'm not going to settle for. And then who do I need to become to attract that man, because if you want a man or a woman of a certain caliber, then you have to vibrationally match that potential partner. You have to step up into a whole new game of how you show up in the world to match that person.
You said something else really cool, Orion. And I'll go again, my story with my husband. He had been around. I had met him months and months prior, never mm-hmm. thought anything of it. And after I made my list, he called me. All of them were going to a wedding, and I knew all of the guys that I worked with and their girlfriends. So he called me, literally it was within a month, and said, look, I have this wedding. You know everybody. Will you go? Will you be my date? And I'm like, sure. Yeah, we'll have a good time. It's fine. And then he called me and said, you know, you want to do something on Saturday? And I didn't realize. And I said to him, oh, who's going? And he was like, you and I. And I was ooh. Like, oh, yes, right? He had that was so good of him, though. And I went, oh, okay.
Oh.
And I'll just share one more thing. On that date, I really got to know him because it was just he and I. There was nobody else around. And I really started to understand who he was. And I realized that, oh, my God, this is the guy I've been looking for. And on that date, I said to him, you and I should get married. And I said, look, I'm in no rush, man. I'm cool, right? It could be 10 years. I could care less. I've got a lot going on in my life right now. But you and I together, there's something. Like, we have such a great yin-yang, and I think I'm good for you. I think you're good for me. And if you don't marry me, you're a damn fool. And my kids found this story out recently, and they were like, oh, why did you marry her? She's crazy, right? And my husband had to go home, and he was talking to his sister about it, and we laughed to this day. He had just come out of a relationship about a year prior where she lied and hid and was very deceitful. And here I had a thought. I was saying it, right? There was no agenda. There was no malice. This is how I feel. And if you believe me and you love me for that, for who I am, great. And if you don't waste my time, because, you know, my time's valuable. And he loved that honesty. And within less than 2 years, but we knew each other, we were married. So focusing, I think that focus of, and not that I needed a man, that wasn't what it was. It was, if I do find the man, these are all the things he has to have. These are all the things he doesn't. And I like how you said, what else do you need to do to be open to seeing that person, right? He was in my orbit. I just never paid attention because I wasn't thinking about it. So your thoughts really do become your reality. We just need to be guided sometimes. Let's take a really quick break. When we come back, I want you to answer the question. You know, we're talking about how do you find your passion, or how do you focus on what you do want? And I don't know that everybody knows how to do that. I think sometimes we're lost. Mm-hmm. And maybe you could talk about finding your passion in relationships or in yourself, especially with Valentine's Day, right? I think that's such a great thing for us to focus on, especially if we don't have the love of our life in our orbit right now. Okay, so we'll take a quick break and then we'll talk about that.
A speaker has little value to an audience unless you, the listener, is motivated and empowered to change. Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates is a renowned speaker and is an architect of change. Consultations, training, seminars, and speaking engagements are the venues where she affects change. Whether your responsibilities include customer service, sales, marketing, training, executive management, or ownership, and you are seeking change in your organization, then you need to hire Connie Whitman of Whitman Associates. Connie doesn't just fill your ears with rhetoric. She speaks to the heart and success of your business. So next time you need to hire a speaker, don't hire someone that just talks. Hire an architect of change. Connie Whitman. Just ask for Connie by calling 732-888-1420. That's 732-888-1420. Or email connie@whitmanassociates.com.
We are back. We are speaking with Orion Talmy, and we're talking about love. What a great topic. We're talking about how to navigate Valentine's Day when maybe you don't even want to wake up that day. So my next question, Orion, is, you know, we're talking about how do we ignite that passion or focus of energy to bring the relationships, whether it be spouse material or good friends, whatever it is. But how do we bring them into our life, especially around Valentine's Day?
I think one of the major steps is healing, because if there is something like some energy that is stuck or a story that rents space in your brain, it's going to be hard for you to move forward with attracting a new relationship, keeping a new relationship, or igniting a current relationship. So taking all kinds of healing modalities is really important, and I can maybe later share a process if you care for
sure.
for it. Another thing is, I mean, it all goes in back to mindset and focusing your brain on what you desire. And if you don't know exactly what you desire and you feel like, oh my God, I feel so numb, I don't even have a desire, then pray for the desire to show up. And pray and pray and try to focus your brain again and again and again on please, I want that desire. And pray for the universe, God, whatever force you believe in, to have that desire, and it will show up maybe in a week, maybe in 2 weeks, maybe in a month. But if you focus on something, your energy will flow there, and you will actually build more neural connections in your brain. You will activate your RAS, and you will focus yourself on what you really want. Another way to do it, which was something that I did, and it's really fun for the creatives of us, but also it's for everyone. Vision boards, where I every year or a couple of years, I take a board and I go online and I look for images that represent the things that I want in life. And I remember in my old vision board, I put, you know, it's kind of interesting how my husband is pretty, you know, pretty aligned with my vision board, where I put a picture of a globe and an airplane that goes around the globe. And man, I have to tell you, since we met, we are constantly traveling, even like so much so that I'm like, my New Year's resolution was like, I'm not traveling anymore. And since then, I probably traveled within the last month to like 4 different cities.
Oh my goodness.
It's like, well, it's on the vision board, you know. And what's interesting is that the time where the universe is aligned with your request is not exactly the time you want it. I'm in Aries. I want to get everything yesterday. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it takes a year or two. But then you look back, and I go back to my old vision boards, and I'm like, whoa, that's so cool. I did that, and I did that, and I did that, and I did that. And some things didn't happen because I was not focused on them. I got distracted. So you want to focus. You want to maintain your vibration. And things that, you know, and some people just create the vision boards and put them, you know, in front of their, you know, in their bedroom and look at them. But then a week later, they will just put it aside. But years later, they go back and they see, oh my God, this photo is so similar to the house I just bought. Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's that whole neural pathway of our brain. What you think about, you create those pathways for the events or whatever to happen to allow for you to develop the skill or create that environment or buy that house or whatever it is. Now, I have to ask you a question. So you and your husband, do you share a vision board or do you each do your own vision board?
He doesn't really do vision boards. He had the intention of doing them. But he's a very strong manifester. Like whatever he puts his mind into, he will, of course, is an action taker because there is a law of attraction and the law of action. You can't just meditate and hope that the world will,
right.
you know, like that person will knock on your door and say, hey, will you marry me? Or let's go on a hot date. You have to take action. There is the law of attraction, the law of action. And he uses both of those. He's very spiritual and you know, is into self-development. So he's a really good manifester. And I think I am too, even though sometimes I have to like watch my vibration, because when I keep my vibration higher, things happen faster and easier. But for me, because I am more right brain and creative, it really like doing the vision board really helps me. So I have my own vision boards, but we talk a lot. We're really good friends. So we have somewhat of a similar vision anyways.
Do you find, because you deal with men and women, right? But do you find that women are more visual than men, or depends? It just depends on the person.
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just because men are different than women. Women are, you know, we're wired differently, certainly. Mm-hmm. So you just, what works, and well, here's the other thing. So what works for you might not work for me, but what works for me might not work for Jane next door. So we have to try different things. But I do love the vision board, and I do think it's important to put those visualization or those tangible things in your line of sight, because if you, again, your thoughts become your reality. So you can really, it's just allowing the energy to find you based on what's on your vision board. And a vision board could be as simple as cutting pictures out of a magazine of the house
That's
you want,
it.
The car you want, the job you want. I know on my vision board, I had Radio City. I want to speak on Radio City, Radio City Hall in New York. I want to speak on that stage. Like that's one
you
of
will.
My, I will because I'm, you know, I'm determined. But yeah, that's like one of the things on my vision board. It's funny. I have a convertible. When I turned 51, I call it my midlife crisis. But my whole life, I wanted a convertible. It wasn't practical. We had the kids, and it was like, yeah, someday. And I had that on my vision board. And my car is color is always white, and I got a white convertible. So these things, it works. I don't, you know, it sounds so silly, but it really is quite simple as long as you're always taking that step further or that step better. Now, I want to ask you, you know, we're talking, yes, about Valentine's Day, yes, about attracting the right kind of love and the right kind of people overall in our lives. But I often think that when people hear, well, I have to improve myself for somebody to love me, that is not what we're saying, right? So self-improvement, you kind of alluded to this, I'd like you to comment on it, but self-improvement actually helps you manifest the right kind of love or the right kind of people in your life, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, for whomever is listening, you are whole and complete just the way you are. And there is always the next level, because just like in business, when you want to go to a higher level, you have to do things differently. In love, when you want to go into a higher level and a higher state of relationship, then you have to do things differently. Most people really invest hours and like in years of their lives into their business and invest nothing into relationships.
Yeah.
It's like the, you know, maybe 98% for their business and 2% for their relationship. But relationships, whatever you put into it is what you get out of it. And that's true for looking for love by bettering yourself, clearing your old baggage so you can be free to soar and align with the person of your dreams. It's more about healing and stepping up and getting clarity
than having the person complete you. You said it beautifully. We're complete as we are. It's just nice to journey together with someone and have fun along the way, right?
Because you will attract from your point of attraction. Mm-hmm. If you have a clutter in your mind around a relationship, if you are on a lower vibration, maybe you're experiencing a little bit of, you know, a minor depression or numbness, you're not passionate about life, then you will attract the person that will match that vibration. And that will be a person of a lower standards, because you want to lift yourself up and take care of yourself to the best of your ability. So when you find that person that is of a higher standard, you will both support each other and you can like keep growing together and elevating each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, you alluded before about different habits we can put in place to help with all of this. We have about 2 or 3 minutes left. So can you talk about some of the rituals that you recommend to your clients, again, to help them change the vibration, their thought process, all of those things, just to be healthier from the inside out?
Yes. Yes. And here are two that sound really simple. Forgiveness and gratitude. So about 3 weeks ago, I was in Seattle doing a program called 40 Years of Zen, where my brain was connected to electrodes and they measured my brain waves while I was doing meditative processes and clearing old trauma from the past. And I did it by getting into gratitude and forgiveness, because when you do, your brain goes into alpha brain waves that are connected to creativity and a sense of bliss and ease and an easier manifestation. And this is the state, the alpha brain waved state is the state you want to be in to attract your person. And of course, you can't stay there all day long, but at least once or twice a day, you know, hit those alpha brain waves. So meditate and think about the things in your life that you're proud of. Think about bringing people in your life that you're proud of. People bring situations from the past and where you felt strong and see yourself there. And imagine yourself, how did you feel? What was life like? What was your posture like? Bring times where you felt, you know, super sexy and you had something really sexy happen to you. Bring times that made you laugh out loud. And kind of like stack those emotions, those good emotions, and get into gratitude for those events, getting gratitude for yourself, getting gratitude for those people in your life and what they did. And also there are different modalities and ways for you to get to forgiving the past and forgiving the people that hurt you. Now, mind you, forgiveness happens when you are ready, but when you are elevating your state and your energy, you will be in a better place to forgive the people that hurt you. You can do it by putting yourself in their shoes, yes. And you can do that by, you know, just forgiving, because, you know, if there was something that happened in your childhood, it's kind of hard to put yourself in their shoes. But sometimes you can just like, I forgive because I want to forgive, because I want to let this go. I'm going to wish you all the good in the world, and you're not renting space in my brain anymore, and you're not, this event is not going to help me anymore, and you release it. Another technique is to go back to old events in your life and kind of like rewrite your story. And I can go in depth into it, but I don't know if we have time for that.
We don't. We're out of time. But, you know, just such great recommendations. You know, attitude of gratitude is huge, and it really can shift your whole vibration. I believe that. And if there's so many little ridiculous things to be grateful for, you know, that cup of coffee in the morning, and I say this all the time, or the bird chirping outside your window, or, you know, the dog licking your face to wake you up, whatever it is, there's always simple pleasures in life. Doesn't have to be anything grandiose. So I agree. An attitude of gratitude is, you know,
breathing and connecting to your body, mm-hmm. and living in the moment. It's another tip, breathe.
and we don't live in the moment. That's such another, you know, great recommendation. We're always rushing to that next meeting, rushing to get the kids to soccer practice or hockey practice, or rushing to get home to cook dinner. It's like life has become a race instead of this beautiful journey. And I mean, you and I, we were just talking before, we have different products and things we're launching. You didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. You know, we're crazy too. We get it. We get everything that people tell us in our business lives. But I think these are great, great places to start, Orion, and thank you for sharing that. You guys, if you would like more information, a couple of ways you can listen to Orion on her podcast. It's called StellarLifePodcast.com. I will post that on the Enlightenment of Change Web Talk Radio website so you can find it. Or you can email her directly, Orion. It's okay if I give your email, right?
Sure.
It's Orion@OrionsMethod.com. And again, I will post that on the website. Also, if you need help from me, please reach out to me at Connie@WhitmanAssoce.com, and I will respond. Also, my partner and I are offering a free communication style assessment. I would love for all of you to take it. It's free. You get a little report, and it gives you a breakdown of some of the strengths you have in your communication communication skills and perhaps some challenges you didn't know were there. And you can go to wisdomdecoded.com. And you could go to my stuff and find it, but it's wisdomdecoded.com and the free assessment link is there. So please take that. Orion, thank you again for just another great show, some great tips. And I hope that we help people absolutely find love, because it is, love is magical, I think, when you're in love. And again, sharing the journey, it's so much fun. But also I hope from the loss perspective, anybody who does feel lost or sad or unhappy or depressed, I hope some of the insight you shared today can help with that. And I know that you do help people find their inner goddess or their inner wisdom without, you try to help them eliminate the depression, because you've walked that road before. So again, go to stellarlifepodcast.com, listen to Orion's great ideas, or email her directly, orion@orionsmethod.com. Orion, thank you so much again. And I'm so glad we got to do a special Valentine's Day show. I think that's awesome.
Thank you, Connie, and I love you.
I love you, too. Thank you again. I hope you guys will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together how to grow and challenge ourselves so we all embrace change. It's always simple. Just you have to embrace it, realize you can do it, and go for it. Thanks again to my awesome guest, Orion, for your beautiful ideas and your just beautiful nature. We need to share more of you out there in the world. I think we all need your energy. So thank you again. You've been listening to me, Connie Whitman, on Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. Thanks so much. And I do hope you have a wonderful and loved-filled as well as inspiring week. Thanks all.
You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. To learn more about Connie, visit her website, whitmanassoc.com. Thank you for tuning in. We're glad you were here.